you Becklin!
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, what a save by Blackwood!
As the official marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Classic shoots, and he scores!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
Eklund with a shot. He scores! William Eklund caps an astounding comeback. The Sharks win it!
You're listening to Morning Tide on the Sharks Audio Network.
Score! Fabian centered on a one-time pass. Cooks the defense, has a chance. Deke shoots. Score! A spectacular rush from end to end. I mean Kyle Quinlan.
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Back to Celebrini, moves it back to Granlin, holds onto it, feeds right circle to Eklund, takes it back. Granlin sets up Celebrini, moving in. Behind the back, pass goes to Eklund. Granlin, Eklund, shot, score! William Eklund! Ending a long-term streak without a goal on the road. And Eklund wins it for the Sharks in overtime with a power play goal. Sharks 2, Capitals 1. Wow! What a finish!
I think so. I think for sure going on this, continuing on this trip, it's not going to get any easier. So anytime you can win a game on the road, gives your team some confidence, and our group is starting, like I said, to believe in each other. And I think that's the hurdle we're trying to get over right now. Is, you know, something we talked about after the second period is, you know, we are a good team when we play connected and we compete and we're, you know, executing our breakouts and we're playing within our structure. We're really good and we have really good players individually in there. Sometimes your belief in yourself and in the group can kind of change throughout the game, and we got to stick to it a little bit. And I'm glad our guys responded to that. And they've started to understand that, because I think anytime the puck drops, you have a chance to win the hockey game if you do the things you need to do.
All right. Good morning, everyone. How are we all doing? We are waking up winners on Wednesday, December 4th. The San Jose Sharks get an overtime win against Washington by a final of 2-1. They have continued their winning streak to 3 games, and they continue to show that they are, I don't know if for real is the right term, because it's hard to say that when we look at the last couple of seasons and we look at where they are in their rebuild. But the San Jose Sharks are not to be overlooked at this point. And I think that teams like Washington can tell you that. I think teams like LA can tell you that. Teams like Seattle. I mean, we have seen the San Jose Sharks beat teams consistently as of late, and it appears to be an ongoing trend that is getting better. I mean, we are watching the team get better before our very eyes. I love that aspect of it, because you just never know when the narrative is going to change. You never know when it's going to be a different team, when things are really going to start changing. But, you know, my takeaway is that when we look back on the month of November in 2024, that's when we are going to really cite when things change with the San Jose Sharks. And I don't know if that means this team is headed to the playoffs this year. I'm not about to get ahead of myself to that extent. However, I do think it is worth noting that the San Jose Sharks are just playing better and better hockey week after week. And that's a long-term trend that has continued over the course of the entirety of this season, even if we're only 28 games in. The San Jose Sharks started out 0-7-2. They probably deserved a few wins in that first 9 games. They didn't get them. Okay, that's over and done with. But since that point at which they started out 0-7-2, they have now gone 10-6-3, bringing their overall record to 10-13-5, which again shows you how much growth this team has made. They're 5-3-2 in their last 10. They've won 3 in a row. They are 4-7-4 on the road, which I don't have any problem with that. They're 6-6-1 at home. I mean, they are playing better and better hockey day after day, week after week. You look at where they are in the Pacific, they are in 7th place ahead of the Anaheim Ducks, tied in points with Seattle, but Seattle's played 2 fewer games. They are just 3 points back of where Edmonton is, and they are within shouting distance of Vancouver and LA, 5 points back of Vancouver and 6 points back of LA. They have more points than Chicago. They have more points than Nashville. They have more points than Utah, and they're 1 point back of St. Louis and only 3 points back of where Colorado is. They have the same points as the Islanders. They have the same points as Columbus. They are 1 point back of Pittsburgh, 1 point back of the Flyers and the Rangers. They have more points than Montreal. They have more points than Ottawa. They have more points than Detroit. They have more points than Buffalo, and they have one fewer point than Tampa Bay right now. If we look at where they are in the league, they are 24th out of 32, but only 1 point separates them from being in 18th. And then you look at where 15 is, the halfway mark, that's 28 points where Colorado and Edmonton are. The Sharks are, again, within shouting distance of these teams. And let's get really crazy right now, because this is a discussion that I think is worthy of having right now, and that is the Sharks in the wild card discussion. And I don't want to get ahead of myself, but the bottom of the wild card right now is Edmonton with 28 points. Right now, the Sharks have 25 points. So let's just be realistic right now and say that the San Jose Sharks are in that discussion. Now, this doesn't mean that I expect them to be a playoff team this year. I would love it if they were, but it doesn't mean that. But the Sharks are firmly in that realm of discussion and playing better. So, you know, let's see what happens with San Jose. Let's see how they continue to keep this going. But, you know, right now, it is such a fun ride for San Jose. It is such a battle every time they take the ice. They are giving you a consistent performance that is exciting to watch. And I think that's what I keep on coming back to, is everyone wants to be entertained. And the San Jose Sharks are highly entertaining. The last couple of years, no, it has not been the most entertaining product on the ice. And there were some painful losses. And there were some just moments where you thought to yourself, oh, this is the process. This is the path they have to go down. And, you know, we talked about it with the trade of Tomas Hertl. That was the tear down. The Sharks were tearing it all down. The price of being so good for so long, eventually you have to pay the piper, and San Jose did. And that was the tear down, and trading away high-quality players like Brent Burns, Erik Karlsson, and Timo Meier, and Tomas Hertl, and, you know, taking on money. And, you know, that's how it goes when you have to pull yourself out of it. And then it's now the rebuild. And it started, obviously, this summer in true form with the drafting of Macklin Celebrini. But now San Jose continues that quote-unquote rebuild, but it may have been fast-tracked by Macklin Celebrini being better than all of us really expected. And now we are watching him develop. We're watching Will Smith. William Eklund is playing like a star player in the NHL. He gets the game-winning goal last night. He keeps on putting up points. Mikael Granlund is playing like a star in the NHL. Fabian Zetterlund is a threat every time he's got the puck on his stick. You're watching San Jose turn into a team that is greater than the collection of all its individual parts. But I think also you look at guys that are getting greater opportunity than what they had before, particularly Jake Walman and Timothy Liljegren. These guys are getting opportunity that they did not have previously. You combine those two defenders like that with young guys like Henry Thrun out there and Cody Ceci, an established, you know, good veteran for a long-term time in his career. He's playing good hockey, and you look at him getting on the score sheet as of recently. Then you start looking at the offense. Luke Cunnan is finally back to the player he was before his knee injury, which is great because Luke is, A, a great guy, B, a good, great player, and his skating, his hustle, it's all paying off. I think that, you know, he had to regain his strength that wasn't quite there. And it was something we talked about last year, actually. You know, he said, you don't really know when you're finally back to feeling like you were. It's a long-term process. But, you know, I feel confident in saying that he looks like the player that he was before the injury, especially his skating. He's just faster. There was a lack of speed in his game for a bit that has now been regathered. And so I appreciate what he's been able to do to work back from that big, big injury. But, you know, again, you start looking at these players out there on the ice for San Jose, and it is a high quality product that game after game, you know, day after day is just showing you a lot of fun as well. And, you know, you look at the top line last night of Eklund and Celebrini and Zetterlund. Those are three legit threats in the NHL. Then you look at the second line, Luke Cunnan, Alexander Wennberg, and Tyler Toffoli. Luke Cunnan, again, back from that injury. Alexander Wennberg, a face-off master who keeps on putting himself into dangerous situations and helping the Sharks win games. Tyler Toffoli, he had a huge goal last night. helping San Jose fight their way to a victory. Then you look at Clem Costin, a guy who was not getting a lot of opportunity earlier in his career, but has found a home in San Jose and is being rewarded with quality play with ice time as of late. Mikael Granlund, again, about a point per player game since he's joined the San Jose Sharks. Will Smith, a rookie on the come, making everybody realize how good the young talent is in San Jose. And then the fourth line, you've got identity with Carl Grundstrom, Nico Sturm, and Ty Dellandrea. You know, both Grundstrom and Dellandrea are, you know, to-the-wall players. They are going all out every single shift. And then Nico Sturm, his work effort, his intelligence, his overall game, that's a formidable lineup that the San Jose Sharks are putting out there onto the ice every time in terms of their forward groupings. And then Jake Walman and Cody Ceci. You've got D in offense. Mario Ferraro with Tim Liljegren. You've got offense and you've got defense. And then Henry Thrun and Jan Ruda. Henry Thrun brings a lot of youthful vigor out there to the ice, and Jan Ruda is a just, you know, he's seen it all. He's done it all at this point of his career. He's not lacking calmness in certain situations. And then you put Mackenzie Blackwood, who for a second straight start of a trip to the East Coast put in a gem of a performance. He made huge saves, especially in the first period, but just kept on coming up with a big stop at the big time. There was one backdoor goal that I don't think he had any chance to save. I'm sure he would disagree, but you know, if you only give up one goal on the road against the hottest team in the East, you're giving your team a chance to win. And I think you can make an argument that Mackenzie Blackwood is the reason why the Sharks won that game last night. And Mackenzie Blackwood, I know the rumors right now show that he won't be on the Four Nations roster, but, you know, make them regret it, right? You know, Mackenzie Blackwood wants to let everybody know that they made a mistake in not putting him on the roster. At least I think that's maybe part of his motivation right now. Although the roster's not been official, we just saw some reports come out yesterday, so we'll have to wait and see. But yeah, Mackenzie Blackwood, he's not the only reason that the Sharks won that game last night, but his performance was a big part of why they won that game last night. And it's just so much fun right now with San Jose. And, you know, Tyler Toffoli, the way he played in that game last night to give the Sharks the early lead, to put them out in front. They were never trailing in this game. Yeah, they did not hold on to the lead. Washington came back and tied it. But when your big free agent acquisition comes and puts one in the back of the net and gives you the opportunity to control the game, yeah, that's huge. That's a big moment for San Jose. And then, you know, just going from that point on, watching the way they got better as the game went on. They had a lot of trouble with their breakouts early on and getting clean zone entries. That was something that improved over the course of the game. Now, the other part of last night's game that I particularly appreciated, because I don't think you really could have seen some of the things coming, they had to go on the kill early in that game. One was a cross check that I have maybe never seen a softer cross check. I'm not even trying to be a homer. I'm just trying to say that was soft. And you may have seen a couple of Sharks players say as much. But you had a situation early on in that game in the first period where suddenly you have to go on the kill against a team with a great power play and a team that's been very, very good at home. Just 2:32 into the game, Carl Grundstrom draws that extremely soft cross-checking call. And then Macklin Celebrini draws an incredibly soft hooking call. And you're just thinking to yourself, uh-oh, that's not what you needed to have in this situation. That is not what San Jose needed. But they managed it. They worked their way through it. And then you get later into the game, you get Alex Wennberg drawing a penalty that I did not particularly love. It was legit. I'll say there was nothing particularly, you know, soft about it. But, you know, I've seen that not get called. But still, they managed the moment, right? Like, San Jose Sharks managed what was asked of them, what was tasked of them. They rose to the moment and they gave themselves an opportunity to win that game by taking care of the penalty kill. But you love watching this all happen in real time. And the San Jose Sharks, just by dealing with the kills and taking control of the game, once again, not letting it get away from them. I mean, this is evidence of the growth that you've wanted to see. And then, you know, I look at where the Sharks were a year ago. And one of the things that I always come back to is that even more than losing, athletes hate to be embarrassed. And I think that a lot of these San Jose Sharks look at those performances a year ago, and they probably were embarrassed losing 10-1, losing 10-2, getting blown out, multiple double-digit losing streaks. That's a lot to go through. And while I don't think the Sharks are on a quote-unquote revenge tour, because I don't think they are there yet, I do think that San Jose very much wants to make up for the team they were a year ago and prove themselves as being belonging in the NHL and just being an overall better team than what they were. And, you know, the players are better than what they were, and they are just not that team that they were a year ago. And I think that motivates them, and I think that gives them kind of a stepping stone to try and show the rest of the NHL that they are that much better than what they were. And you've got to find your motivation somewhere. It's not like anybody looked at these guys and said, oh, the San Jose Sharks, you know, these guys don't belong. Everybody knew they belonged, but it was such a, you know, a low level of talent, and guys were developing at their careers and in different stages of their careers, to where now you look at them and suddenly the very quick growth puts them in a position to have success. And I don't know how long this run is going to last for San Jose, but we are seeing the changes happen. We are seeing the team perform in that much higher of a level. And it's a lot of fun. I mean, that's what I keep on coming back to, is that, you know, the Sharks the last couple of years were not particularly quote unquote fun to watch. And listen, I get up for every game. I look forward to every single game. Anything can happen. Anyone can make an incredible play. It's always fun. But there were a lot of games going into it where, you know, like, the Sharks did not have a great chance to win. Now you go into any game, you're thinking, hey, you know, the Sharks have a chance to win, and I might see any number of players, be it Will Smith, Macklin Celebrini, Fabian Zetterlund, Mikael Granlund, Jake Walman. You know, any of these players might do something phenomenal. Mackenzie Blackwood might make an incredible save that makes us excited about the rest of the game and what else he's going to do. You might see, you know, a player like Tim Liljegren, you know, who was not here at the start of the year, you know, jump into things and make something happen. These are the things that I think that everyone wants to see. And then when you combine the fact that now, by way of all these players performing at such a high level, you look at what, you know, San Jose can do as a collective and say, hey, there's a chance for them to win this game. I mean, I thought they had a chance to win against Washington. I wasn't, and again, I'm not a gambling man, but I wasn't exactly going to put any money on it. But I thought to myself, yeah, the Sharks have a chance to win this game. I didn't think that a year ago. I thought they may have had a chance to just walk away with an incredible, improbable victory if everything went perfectly. But no, walking into the game last night, I thought, yeah, sure, they got a chance. They got a chance. And I was on Carlos Ramirez's show last night on KMBR, and I was asked, you know, what should the Sharks expect from this two-game Florida two-step? And he said, what's the realistic take? And I said, the realistic take is to go 0-2, because Tampa and Florida are very good teams. And I said, however, the way the Sharks are playing right now, I don't think it's out of the realm for them to go 1-1 in that stretch. And I don't think anybody should look at it as being out of the realm of possibility. And it's not that I have an expectation that they'll go 1-1 on this two-game trip to Florida, but I think there's the distinct possibility that they will. Of course, the realistic expectation, the San Jose Sharks being a team that started out 0-7-2 and have had a great rectification, but I think you also look at them and you say, you know what? They've had, you know, an opportunity in every game they've played other than the Minnesota Wild since the 28th of October. Why would I think it's any different against either Tampa or Florida, regardless of how good they are? And why would I think it's any different than a team, you know, like the Sharks would have in a chance against Carolina and then St. Louis? Because right now, out of a six-game road trip, the Sharks have won the first two games. They've gotten four out of a possible 4 points. And now, my great hope out of this road trip was to get three wins. Let's see what happens when they go into Tampa and Florida and Carolina and St. Louis. If they can get 6 out of 12 points out of a 6-game road trip, I mean, that would be absolutely massive for where they're going and what they're trying to do. And then if you can do that, you can start getting greedy. What if they can take 4 out of 6? These are the things you start to wonder about. And hey, I keep on going back to the Sharks looking to match this 4-game win streak. You know, they started off the 21-22 season winning 4 in a row, and then 5 out of 6. So let's see if the Sharks can have a stretch like that once again, get 4 wins, tie that mark. That's their high water mark for the last couple of years. I don't think it's crazy to start thinking about these things. But again, San Jose, by winning the first two games of this road trip, has taken a big step forward. They have momentum undoubtedly going into these games against Florida and against Tampa Bay first on Thursday, but that's what you want your team to have. You want them to be with momentum. All right, let's get into some of these Dan Rusinowski highlights from last night. Mackenzie Blackwood making big, big stops.
Miroslav Nichenko, I can't wait to see him play a lot today. This is his first big shift on the power play. He's going to look for the pass on the right. Taking near side, Sandin, cross ice shot. That's a Blackwood save off the outside of a net, off a shot from Pierre-Luc Dubois, and the Sharks clear.
One of two huge first period saves that Blackwood had.
Down the right they come into the Shark zone. Dubois, drop pass, Sandin. He's watched there by Zetterlin, but he turns and throws it back to the point. Shot by Roy on, save made. Rebound, bounce back, Dubois to Roy, shoots, glove save made by Blackwood. Mackenzie Blackwood is on in this first period. That was a really good stop and great focus by Mackenzie Blackwood there.
If we take a look at the entire game that was had by Mr. Mackenzie Blackwood, once again, he was overall phenomenal. 28 shots against, 27 saves, a .964 save percentage. Yeah, Mackenzie Blackwood getting it done for San Jose. How about a goal from Tyler Toffoli? Yeah, the big offseason acquisition, giving San Jose the lead on the road.
Sandin circles back, hanging on, throws it away, intercepted by Toffoli. He carries up the middle, cross the line, shoots, score! A turnover by Sandin. Toffoli coming right down Main Street, wristing it just inside the blue line, and Tyler Toffoli makes it 1-0 Sharks with 1 minute left in the first period.
That's, again, a very similar situation to where the Sharks were in the game against Seattle, where they had been playing decent hockey. They were giving themselves a chance, but you thought, boy, if they could just give themselves a little bit of momentum late in this first period, that would go a long way. And yeah, you got that goal from Tyler Toffoli to give San Jose the lead and put them in a winning position. So credit to San Jose. They were making things happen in this game. They were controlling their destiny and putting Washington on their heels. But you knew there was going to be pushback from Washington. They weren't going to go down getting shut out in this game. I would have loved it if they had, but Nick Dowd comes back with a big game-tying goal, 13:02 mark of the second.
Big face-off left side of Blackwood. Capitals win it. Ferravari carries down the wing, throws it in front. They score. That's Nick Dowd all by himself in the left circle. The Caps won the face-off, and Ferravari had the presence of mind to spot the seam opening, and that's a great one-timer by Dowd to tie this game 1-1.
And from that point on, you knew it was going to be a battle, right? It was not going to be a quote-unquote who wants it more, because both of the teams wanted it equally. But you knew there was going to be some sort of a moment, some sort of a play where things changed. And obviously, that was the golden child, Macklin Celebrini, taking a high-sticking double minor because it drew blood, getting whacked in the face. Sharks go on the power play. It carries over into overtime. A beautiful pick play set by the official out there on the ice nearly led to a disaster for San Jose, but they recovered, and it was William Eklund finding the back of the net to give San Jose a big 2 points on the road, a third straight win, and momentum as they go into a Florida two-step.
Celebrini to the point. Granlund's got it. Back to Celebrini. Moves it back to Granlund. Holds onto it. Feeds right circle to Eklund. Takes it back. Granlund sets up Celebrini, moving in. Behind the back pass goes to Eklund. Granlund. Eklund shot. Score! William Eklund ending a long-term streak without a goal on the road. And Eklund wins it for the Sharks in overtime with a power play goal. Sharks 2, Capitals 1. Wow! What a finish.
Great call by Dan Ruzanowski. What a finish indeed. San Jose continues to impress. They continue to get it done out there on the road for a William Eklund. He is having just a phenomenal year up to this point. He has 23 points in 28 games, and it feels like he's just getting better and better. His goal scoring had actually cooled down a bit. That was his first goal since the game against Detroit when he had two. It was also the first goal for Tyler Toffoli since that Detroit win. But that's the best part about the Sharks right now, is they've had production from so many places. You don't need everyone to come through with their best effort in every single game. So you kind of have a balanced attack. You can have other guys getting in on it. And William Eklund most certainly did in this game. Gets the game-winning goal. Gives San Jose a big 2 points. He had some thoughts after the game.
Yeah, I think so. You know, we have to believe that every night going into a game that we can win a game. And tonight we did. And we got to take with us stuff we can do better and stuff we did good. So, yeah, keep rolling that.
And again, just the belief that William Eklund is speaking to there is something that was not there previously. And I know that they probably felt like they could win any game, but it was going to take a much more impressive effort on their behalf because they just weren't collectively as good, but now they are better as a collective, and we're watching them, you know, over the course of this year. This is not a 1 week stretch. Like, they had the East Coast road trip at the beginning of December last year where they had some impressive wins, and they had, you know, the stretch towards the end of January when Logan Couture came back and they went 4-1-1. But, you know, we're talking about extended hockey now over a period of 6 weeks to where the Sharks have been winning more games than they have been losing. I mean, again, you know, we go to the record of 10-6-3. That is impressive overall. And again, it's not, we can't take it for face value in terms of stretching it across where they are. Like, we can look at what they've been lately and said that, yes, they are capable of playing this well, which I think is the fun part. We don't know if we can extrapolate it over the course of the rest of the year and expect them to play at this level. You know, only time will tell in that regard. But again, the belief that is evident in this team when they take the ice, it's hard to ignore, and it just makes it that much more fun for everybody to watch. Eklund was also asked about the PK, which came up big at various moments in this game.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've been same thing there. We've been going through what we did a little bad in the beginning, and it's way better now. And I feel like, you know, we stick to the same routine, the same structure, and from there we do it pretty good.
And Eklund was asked about how his own PK ability has grown.
Way better than last year, I think. You know, it's a part of my game now, and it's a part that I want to be good at, you know, helping the team in that way.
And I think the term way better than last year can be applied greatly to the San Jose Sharks right now, because if you look at just where they are, they won 19 games last year, guys. 19 games. Right now, San Jose has won 10 games. They are beyond the halfway mark, right? Like, they are giving themselves an opportunity in every single game. They are winning the majority of their games since the end of October. They are a completely different team. They have young, burgeoning superstars that we're watching before our very eyes. They have established veterans that know how to get it done in the NHL. This is a wildly different team that right now is way better than last year. Now, they've played 28 games. They are 54 games remaining, of which anything can happen. But it does feel like things generally are pointed in the right direction. Even if it doesn't last, God, enjoy it right now. Because we've gone through some tough times as of late as a fan base. And watching this team in every single game have an opportunity, giving themselves a chance, fighting, winning, it's fun. It's really, really fun. It's something we deserve. It's something that I think about is how we were spoiled for so long with how good the Sharks were. It feels like the good times again. Doesn't feel like the great times, but it feels like the good times. Head coach Ryan Warsawski talking about the team getting better over the course of the game.
Yeah, I thought our second got better and then our third was the best, which has kind of been the thing here this season is our third periods have been really good. And, you know, we got the first period, the first 5 minutes, I thought we had a really good start. We take the penalty, which on a marginal call, and it just changes the momentum quick. And they jumped on us heavily, and we weathered the storm. Blackie was outstanding, and, you know, we got better as the game went on, which is nice to see.
And I understand that San Jose is not always going to jump out of the gate and be the best team right at the start, especially on the road. But, you know, the way that they are making improvements as of games, it's one thing to start out slow and just never get any better, which is what we saw from San Jose a year ago. But this is a team that can work their way into games while not letting the game get away from them. That is a huge difference compared to a year ago. Before, it was like, unless they just had a miraculous start, it probably wasn't going to go their way. Now, they can kind of settle into a game. They can give themselves an opportunity and see where things go, or at least that's what they've shown up to this point. Again, I'm not saying that the San Jose has suddenly turned it around and they're going to be a team that, you know, wins every game like this, but you have to have these breadcrumbs, these fact that they're, you know, leaving a mark or a trail of how they find success. And at least right now, they're showing themselves how they would go about doing that. More on that from Warsawski, speaking to the maturation of his team.
Yeah, I think we're seeing that, you know, when we play connected, we're a really good hockey team, and we can do some things to put teams on their heels, and we can make plays, and we can create offense and change momentums of games and get on teams. That's what I think we're realizing is we're a team that believes in each other, and, you know, individually and collectively.
And it's not platitudes. It's not something that we're not seeing with our own eyes. Ryan Warsawski has been very blunt about his team's performance. When they had a slow start and they were getting hammered by Winnipeg, Warzo was the first guy out there saying that, yeah, it was embarrassing. And I'm sure that he was embarrassed. But then we look at everything that's happened from that point, and San Jose, again, has just been playing really, really good hockey. It's not the best hockey we've ever seen. It's not Stanley Cup winning hockey, but you know, you go back to that loss against Winnipeg. You know, they had a chance against Colorado. They had a chance against the Ducks. They had a chance against the Kings. They didn't have a great game against Vegas. I'll grant them that one. But then, you know, that was kind of the evidence that they were trending in the right direction. And then it's been the win against Utah, the win against LA, the win against Chicago, the loss against Vancouver, the win against Columbus, the loss against the Wild. Then you had a win in New Jersey, a shootout loss in Philadelphia, a tight loss against the Rangers, a shootout loss against Pittsburgh, an overtime win against Detroit, a tight loss against Dallas, a shootout loss against St. Louis, a tight loss against Buffalo, a big win over LA, a tight loss to Ottawa, a big win over Seattle, a tight win over Seattle, and now a tight overtime win over Washington. That's a long-term trend that we hope continues on Thursday. All right, we're out of time. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yen.